I think this is our first guest star in studio we have been allowed to have in over a year. And what a star.
It would be too.
And
yeah.
What a star. Welcome, Oki.
Hey!
Worth it.
No
worth the wait. Yeah.
I feel honoured.
How are you, mate?
I'm really good, thank you.
Sick move on the single fin, the classic the other day.
Oh, thanks.
Right.
How did that go for you, mate?
I didn't actually mean that move. I went up for a regular backhand re-entry and I went, the single fins never usually like slide out under you and that it kind of did and I went into a reverse. I didn't mean it, but the comp was great. It was another big success, that single fin. Event is just a grassroots level event that's gotten more popular over the years.
Yeah.
Now being more of a mature age and I suppose retired for a few years, were you nervous about injuries? A lot of people don't want to come back because of injuries. Do you ever think you get injured out there?
Well, now that I've retired, I'm like, I used to be superstitious competing, and I tried to keep myself in a little eggshells, but I used to have like my back go out and stuff when I was on tour, but now that I don't compete, I'd never seem to, touch wood, get those common injuries that I used to get.
Okay, you're in better nick now.
Well, I am in better nick. I stopped drinking, actually. It's nearly been 3 years.
So oh,
no
good
alcohol
on you.
Is a lot better on the body. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I do everything backwards. So when I was on tour, I did like a drink, and now that I don't compete anymore, I've done it a bit backwards. It should be the other way around, right? When you retire, that's when you should pick up the beer.
Exactly right.
Good for you, mate. Congratulations
on that. Oki, your autobiography is one of the best sporting books I've read in a very, very long while. What do you reckon you would have been if you hadn't surfed?
Good question.
Wow. In my dreams, I might have been a rugby league player.
Ooh.
What position?
Or a musician, did you say?
No, what position?
What position? I played lock, and I did play all the way to, I played for a Cronulla Carimba, which is a feeder team for the Sharks, and I got close to trying out as a grommet, and I didn't make it, and they sent me to play rugby union, which I didn't like. They thought I'd be a good union player, because I was lock, and but I didn't like union. So I probably was dreaming when I thought I might have been a rugby league player, but I loved the snow when I was young.
Yep.
So I might have spent more time in the snow than I have, but yeah, I don't know. I really don't know. I was not an academic. I might have just been I don't know.
Yeah. What about, what would you say to somebody who's never seen snow?
Oh, I'd say go. Yeah. If you like, snowboarding, which I guess if you've never seen snow, you wouldn't know if you like snowboarding, would you?
Bridge has never seen snow.
Or if you like surfing, should I say.
I've never seen snow.
It's the most prettiest thing ever.
My mum took us to Fool's Creek when I was 12 and there was mud. And the day we left, they had record snow.
Oh no.
Poor mum.
And it didn't even snow when you were there. No. Didn't see it.
Nothing. I saw a little bit of slush. I remember I got covered in mud and mum was annoyed. And that was it. So, but hey, it is hard to ask someone, what job would you prefer? When, honestly, that is the best job in the world. My hubby's surfed since he was little. He's a Byron Bay local. I must say he's obsessed with watching you on YouTube with this wave pool.
Oh, really?
He's waiting for your call. And your poon, he's obsessed. Is this?
Imagine this would be a lot better, because if Oki had been a professional NRL player and seeing their YouTube clips and your son watching those.
That's a little different.
A little bit different.
So you must be a little different
in surfing.
Yeah. This wave pool at your poon is insane.
It is unbelievable. Yeah, it's what we've got there is something totally unique to all the other wave pools, because we have – the big round circular wave coming out from the plunger and and all the four breaks all break at once.
Yes.
Can hold so many people and can make so many waves. And like it should be at a theme park or something.
Yes.
It would work there.
Yes.
You can turn over that many people. And we're just waiting, or not waiting, but we're trying to kind of steer it in that direction. The one's a prototype, which is maybe going to be open to the public soon because, the public really wants it to open. And with COVID, we haven't gotten as quick as we thought we would
my
by selling one.
My hubby's so, like, anything you could ever buy me ever would be a pass to go yeah, there right. and do that.
Yeah. And so hopefully that's in the works. We'll put we've applied for council permission.
Great.
To do that.
Wow. Yeah. He builds mini prototypes. Like he's in yeah, puddles and all kinds of things. Oh, he's wow. nuts. He's obsessed with you and the wave pool. So.
Well, just part. I will get his number and I'll get him a pass.
Really?
Yeah. I'll Life give him my year. Number.
You when, are when, kidding.
When it opens, I promise you.
Wow, that is amazing. Yeah. Now, you do have your big, this is awesome, the iconic Kira Surf Australia Day Sale. Nothing's more Australia Day than a good surf. So it starts Thursday the 21st till Tuesday the 26th of Jan. Now, there's 75% off all your favourite surf brands. I want to say a lot of people move to the coast to either take up surfing again when they mm-hmm. retire
yep.
or to start. Do. So what would you say if kids want to get into it or you want to get back into it, what's the ideal board to start off with?
Yeah, well, Kira Surf, it's right there. You can't miss it. It's the biggest you know, surf store around, and they've got all kinds of boards there. You know, you can rent one. You can buy one. Good. My model's there, the Raging Bull model.
Ooh.
From yeah, and but it's just got the hugest variety of boards you can find anywhere. So anything from the huge long mouths down to, you know, high performance shortboards.
Mate, I can't believe you walked in today. My son walked up to me last night. He's 13. He goes, "Dad, I want to surf. What sort of board you got?" And I said, "I've got a mal downstairs, mate." He said, "Can you get me a shortboard? Should he start on a shortboard or should he start on a mal?"
Yes, no. He should start on the biggest board he can get his hands on.
Thank God. That's what I told him.
Yeah, yeah, no. Well, you're right on it. And you're right because, you know, I do surf experiences through Airbnb. And
cool.
If someone books a place in Coolangatta in that area, I pop up as an experience you can do. And I meet them at Kira Surf and I take them surfing for 2 hours. And when the people aren't that good, I get them the biggest board possible because it just makes it so much easier. And then you work down.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Right.
Have you got a surfing tat?
A surfing tat.
Tattoo,
no
yeah.
tattoos at all. I have not.
Clean skin.
No. He's, clean skin.
Lord. Is Rusty still, is that a crap brand?
Rusty? I don't know. Like, that's so old school that.
Because I got a tattoo of that. I'm just trying to see
have
if
you
I'm
really?
In already.
Are you kidding me?
You mean you've got the R dot?
Yeah.
That is classic. Where? No, that's cool. That's iconic.
See? I'm iconic.
It's iconic. Because
but you can
was,
also insert a fin in Spider's ass as well, too. So.
Right next to his Hang 10 one.
Okay, I was going to ask, you know, we've been seeing a lot from the cricket, a lot of sledging going on in the cricket at the moment.
Yes, we do.
Was there much of that in professional surfing? You're out the back in a final or in a heat. Are you talking it up big out there?
Yeah, it does happen. I love the cricket, never miss any matches. But and I've seen that. Yeah, no, Kelly Slater was a bit of a sledger.
Was he? What would he pull on you? What would he say?
He'd just talk about how was your last wave and he'd tell you how his last wave was and you
really?
Know, what wave or what the wind's doing and how the conditions are going to be for the heat.
That's easy. I'd just tell him how his last girlfriend was.
Yeah.
Well, he'd start it, would he?
And, you know, and some guys like...
He'd look at you and go... Yeah, mate. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I take that back. I meant your mum. Yeah.
And you know what else some guys
Grand.
Would do?
Yeah.
Because you know when you're surfing with your friends and you see your friend get a good wave and you hoot, and then you can do it to someone in the heat and it can really put them off.
Yeah, right.
There's all kinds of things you can do.
Can you tell me, is the Quickie Pro on this year? What's happening?
Well, it's actually the Billabong Pro now.
That's right. So is it the Hang 10 Pro?
It's changed. Well,
the Rusty Pro.
It will be there.
Quicksilver
by the end of the
and Billabong are under the same label now.
Right.
Guiders, but, so it's,
are they called Quick Bong now?
It could be almost that. Oh, actually, no, it can't be that. What am I talking about?
Or is it Bill of Silver? I think we'll move on. Yeah,
there we go.
Are you
Bill
a bit
Silver.
Rusty?
So it's changed to the Billabong Pro. So what's happened now, the next two events that they were going to do, they've redone the tour to make it shortened and they were going to finish it. Trestles in America, which I don't think is a great idea because they need to finish at Pipeline or at Chopu.
My word. Yeah.
They tried to change it and finish it off 1 year in Manly Beach. And it didn't work in Sydney because they need the big waves to finish the thing off. So I don't agree with that, but they're having such trouble with COVID. They had to cancel the one in Hawaii. And the next one, they were going to have one up in Santa Cruz, Northern California. They had to cancel that too.
Yeah, right.
Why don't they just have the whole lot at Yeppoon?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah, I know. But to answer your question, it would be good. But to answer the question, the first event they're trying to do is down at Bell's Beach.
Yep.
and then they're going to go to Margaret River in Western Australia, and then they're going to come to the Billabong Prout Snapper, but not till May.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah, so not for a while. Not for a while, but if the borders are the way they are right now, I don't see it happening, because these guys are going to have to quarantine in three different states, and they're not going to want to do that.
No, that's true. Right. That's true. Well,
but things might change by Easter. So that's the first event that's on the calendar for Australia is Bell Beach in Easter.
Yeah. Over
the last couple of days, I've been watching what they're calling the wave of the decade, and I can't remember the bloke's name.
Yeah, Peter Mell at Mavericks. Oh.
That's it,
at
Mavericks. Have you surfed Mavericks?
I have not, and I would never actually do it.
Is it just too heavy?
No, it's not too heavy. It's too cold. I mean, when it's big like that, I have not got the experience, but I mean,
it's off
the coast of, San Francisco.
Yep.
Yeah. So, it's just such, when it's big, it looks so scary that I wouldn't do it. Yeah. Too heavy. And I'm on my backhand, and I've surfed, you know, and competed in big waves in Hawaii, but that was never my thing, you know? So no.
Yeah.
No.
So would you do it?
Oh, of course I would, yeah. I can't believe Ockie's such a sook. No, I'd be terrified. It's in the middle of the ocean. There are sharks bigger than ships out there. Yeah. And it's cold. Everyone's always wearing a hoodie and gloves and booties.
And bad things happen out there, yeah. I had a good friend, Mark Fu, that passed away there.
He was a
back in
legend.
The day, and he was a legend, yeah.
Yeah, that's sad.
Oh, thanks, Ockie. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, that was a bit depressing. End.
No,
but anyway,
it's fine.
I love you guys. I love your show, and thanks for having me again.
Well, thank you. And I can't wait for the wave park to open up to the public.
I'm giving you my number.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good way to get the number. All right. Good work. But Kira Surf, the Australia Day sale, it is back. Starts on Thursday the 21st. And great to get your kids into surfing. Great sport.
Absolutely.